Thank you very much. Today's subject is we want to discuss following the U.S. troops out from Afghanistan, China ready to enter Afghanistan, and they have a huge business deal with Afghan government right now. So what do you think? What are the economical and the geopolitical interests of China in Afghanistan?
Well, China has had economic interests in Afghanistan for a long time, actually longer than many people realize. In fact, on September 11th, 2001, there was a delegation of Chinese specialists in Kabul who were ready to sign an agreement with the then Afghan government for the construction and putting into effect of a communications network, electronic communications network in Afghanistan. Clearly, that was not to be. It did not happen. But China has had interests in this region of the world for a long time. And even today, it is investigating and investing in industrial projects in the same way that it is doing in Africa and other parts of the world.
Okay, according to Associated Press's news article yesterday, the day before yesterday, I guess, Beijing University professor Wang Lian said that entering Afghanistan and ensuring stability of Afghanistan is vital security of Xinjiang. Do you agree with his point?
Well, I believe that it is one aspect to be sure of China's interest. There was a great deal of publicity given around 10 years ago to the fact that a couple of ethnic Uyghurs were found in Afghanistan in the training camps of the Islamic movement of Uzbekistan. And thus the Uyghur community in China became included in the slogan that was created for the purpose by the Chinese government. Against the three forces of terrorism, separatism, and extremism, and extremism, which of course is a code word. But the Chinese interest in Afghanistan is really more in an economic sense. China, for example, is investing almost $3 billion in a copper mine in Aynak in Logan province in the south. And for this purpose, they will probably be destroying the ruins of Buddhist monasteries from the 5th century in that region. And in fact, the project will be Afghanistan's largest infrastructure project. China has a 30-year lease and will spend $3 billion developing the project. The deposits there are estimated to be worth up to $88 billion. Also, China has already constructed coal-fired electrical plants as well as social infrastructure and so on in the region. And it is just a signal of the other sorts of interests that China has in Afghanistan, that it is spending so much time and effort and human resources. So that the question of Uyghur so-called separatism is not really a genuine issue, I would say. I think that in the thinking in Beijing, it is very important, but I believe also that there is a divorce between this thinking and the reality.
If it's not like, even Uyghur groups in exile say that there are no Uyghur Islamic movement in...
Could you speak I'm very sorry, I have trouble understanding you because...
Okay,
I'm speaking
slowly,
okay,
sorry. Uyghur groups in exile say that there are no Uyghur Islamic movement exist in Pakistan-Afghanistan border right now, and several number of Uyghurs were found in Taliban camp in 2001, but all of them were escaped from Chinese regime and stuck in the camp because they have nowhere to go at that time, including Uyghurs in Guantanamo Bay.
But in today, China bring these issues again at this time. Do you think China would like to use and excuse this issue before it's entering for Afghanistan?
Well, allow me to address the question of the militants who were found in the camps, training camps that you mentioned 10 years ago, when the official Beijing is saying that it identifies Uyghur Islamic militant separatists in third countries, it's necessary to bear in mind what is the official definition of such a militant separatist. And in fact, any ethnic Uyghur who crosses the border without documents to find economic opportunity or freedom to practice religion or freedom from racial oppression, any Uyghur who crosses the border into another country besides China and does not have the documents is automatically defined by official Beijing as a separatist, militant, radical Islamic extremist. And China has successfully pressured many countries in the region, not only Central Asia, Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan, but also countries such as Malaysia or Indonesia, to return without the due process of law and in violation of international treaties, Uyghur refugees from the third countries directly to China. And so when one hears that China says that the Uyghurs in third countries are terrorists or extremists, it's necessary to bear in mind that any Uyghur who crosses the border without the proper documentations is automatically called by China an extremist and a radical and a terrorist.
That's right. It's in fact, it's like that. But we're thinking here that why China bring again the Uyghurs issue when before they entering the Afghanistan and they said that Uyghurs, okay, so that's like you said, it's China used it to say like that. But is that anything to do with Taliban and the Chinese relationship? What do you think? Do you think China really don't want the Taliban return to power again after US left, or that's not China's interest?
Well, it seems to me that at the present time, in 2013, China is satisfied more or less with the economic and trade relations that it has been able to establish with the Kabul regime, and that any instability in Afghanistan threatens those relations and Chinese investments, such as at the Aynak copper mine, which I mentioned. And so, in this sense, for geoeconomic reasons, China would prefer stability in Afghanistan, meaning the status quo. Now, if China had, for any reason, the necessity to deal with the Taliban in Afghanistan, there is no reason to think that it would not do so. China deals with all kinds of governments and non-government groups, insurgent groups throughout Africa, for example. And this is always in the direction of assuring its economic interests and its resource extraction from third countries. So if, hypothetically, Taliban were to be able to assert definite control over certain regions of Afghanistan, and if China were able to reach an agreement with Taliban concerning the exploitation of resources in that region, then they would continue with such relations. And I honestly don't believe that the Uyghur issue would be a problem. It's even possible that China and the Taliban would reach an agreement that the Taliban would return Uyghurs to China. Why not? If it is in their common interest.
Thank you very much.